Well, here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, visiting with Iowa High School Baseball Coach Association Executive Director Lee Toole to talk about the upcoming Summer All-Star Series, which will be happening there in Indianola. Lee, thanks for visiting with me today. If you want to just start off, you know, talking a little bit about kind of what this summer, the All-Star Series really is all about and consists of.
Sure, and thank you for having me. All-Star Series is something we've been doing for over 50 years, and it was started back in 1974, I believe. And it was something that someone came up with the idea that let's bring the top seniors together the weekend after the state tournament and have one last big game with everybody and showcase the best baseball talent in the state of Iowa. And so they sat down and came up with a strategy to bring three coaches together from a district in each state. So you've got your large schools, which basically is I-35. We kind of split the state in half and split Des Moines in half. And you have your large West and large East. And then we actually bend I-35 around a little bit more crazily to pick the small districts, but there is a small West and a small East teams also. And they are composed of 14 players per team, combination of pitchers, catchers, outfielders, and infielders, of course, and some utility players. And we get together on a weekend and play a round robin series and just have a lot of fun. We have a banquet, honor some players, and give out some awards and bring the families together and let the kids have one last hurrah of their high school senior season before they move on to college or the workforce, whatever they choose to go into. And this year's All-Star Series is July 31st, which is a Thursday through August 2nd. We used to do a four-day round-robin tournament, but it has been condensed to a three-day. COVID kind of made some changes, forced us to make some changes a few years ago, and this has actually worked out pretty nice. And the games this year are going to be in Des Moines. We had to move out of Indianola. So we're actually going to be at Ankeny High School on Thursday night and Friday late morning, early afternoon. Then our banquet will be Friday night, and then Saturday is the conclusion, and that is going to be at Urbandale. So we're going to use two sites in Des Moines and play those games.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to sites, and I know you guys were in Pella last summer for that, kind of how do you determine where this is going to be at every year?
We try to spread it around as much as possible, so it's kind of like offered to different communities. And obviously, we end up going back to some of the same places 4 or 5 years down the road that want to host again. But we try to find some different venues. We do get pretty good crowds for this. In a nice college facility or a minor league facility like Principal Park there in Des Moines, we sure take the offer. We're kind of working with the folks in Field of Dreams to see if we can get something worked out for there for down the road, which would be an exciting event. Cedar Rapids, we've played there at the Colonel's Ballpark before. Even back in the day when old Rosenblatt Stadium was over here in Omaha, we had a few events where I hosted it and we played just right across the river in Rosenblatt. So, you know, we try to find some pretty fancy venues to excite the atmosphere, help it. And now it's kind of dwindled down to larger facilities that we can find and just being able to work through the system of it being the weekend after the state tournament. We know a lot of folks take vacations and things of that nature pop up. So we still run a pretty good event and the kids have a great time and it's well worth being involved if you're a senior and have your coach nominate you. And that's on our website and go from there in that process.
You know, what do you feel that kind of makes this event special in the fact that, like you mentioned just a little bit ago, you know, this is for seniors and this is for kind of after their baseball season is done. And the fact, you know, Iowa's unique already in general, the fact that these seniors have already graduated and then they're playing another high school baseball season. But what do you kind of feel like the All-Star Series is unique in the fact that we get to celebrate these seniors one last time?
And that's exactly what you said. We get to celebrate the seniors one last time and we're bringing the best talent in the state together, hopefully for one last time to compete and have a little fun in a round robin tournament. And yes, there is some bragging rights. You know, if you can win the thing. It's funny how we don't emphasize that. And we try to stay away from, hey, here's your champions. But it sure is funny how teams end up, hey, we went 3-1, scored so many runs against you, you know, and things like that. And everybody remembers those things. But it's just the idea of getting our seniors together and celebrating Iowa high school baseball. You know, like you said, we're kind of unique that we're a summer sport and there's only two other states that kind of go into the summer. Minnesota is one, their state tournament's in the middle of June. So they kind of slide into the summer a little bit. And one of the Dakotas, one of them does not have high school baseball. The other does. And I want to say South Dakota slides a little bit. So Illinois used to, but I think they've moved more to a spring now season, but it's unique in Iowa, and again, we want to showcase the best baseball players we have, and if that helps gain a scholarship or a baseball opportunity in college for a young man, more power to it. And we've had that happen a handful of times. So that's another advantage to being involved in this situation.
Well, Lee, kind of before we close up this conversation, you know, and talking about the All-Star Series happening this summer, you know, just any final thoughts from you and just your encouragement if somebody's actually never been to the All-Star Series and had a chance to watch that and just, you know, support these kids, just your encouragement for them to show up.
Oh, most definitely. You know, it's a great event. I mean, again, you're going to see some of the top high school prospects and players in the state of Iowa. And if you're a baseball person, person that loves the game of baseball and love to go to high school baseball games, if we're in your area, highly recommend you stop out and watch some games because you're going to see some very competitive games. We rarely have blowout games. It's always something close, you know, nail biters. 2 years ago, we had a young man from a trainer hit a home run on the bottom of the 12th extra innings to win it for the small schools west. And so it was pretty incredible and a nice situation. So, again, you're going to see some good baseball. You're going to see some very good pitchers. We've got some of our best coaches in the state that rotate and help do this. And it's a great time, great atmosphere. And we just keep our fingers crossed that Mother Nature always cooperates with us every time we do this.
That's Iowa High School Baseball Coach Association Executive Director Lee Toole joining us on today's Lately Radio Sports page. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.